Chapter 4. Dorothy Meets the Scarecrow. Dorothy put on the silver shoes of the Wicked Witch of the East and called Toto. "Come along, Toto," she said. "We shall go to the Emerald City and ask the Great Wizard to send us back to Kansas." She went into the little house, took some bread from the cupboard, and put it in the little basket. So Dorothy and Toto began to walk along the yellow brick road. The day was fine. The sky was blue. The birds sang in the trees. Dorothy was happy because she hoped to see her aunt and uncle very soon. Evening came. Dorothy was tired from her long walk. She decided to have a rest. So she sat down on the green grass by the road. Not far away in the middle of the field, she saw a scarecrow. The scarecrow looked very funny. There was straw in its body and straw in its head. Its face was a piece of an old shirt. The nose, the mouth, and eyes were painted on the shirt. It had a hat on its head and a pair of old shoes on its feet. Dorothy went up to the scarecrow and stopped. "Good day," said the scarecrow in a very friendly way. "Oh, can you speak?" asked the little girl in surprise. "Yes," was the answer. "I can. How do you do?" "How do you do?" Dorothy answered. "I hope you are well." "No," answered the scarecrow. "I am not very well. I don't like to stay here day and night, but I must keep the birds away." "Can't you get down?" asked Dorothy. "I think I can with your help," said the scarecrow. "Please give me your hand." Dorothy gave him her hand and helped the scarecrow to get down. "Thank you very much," said the scarecrow. "I am a new man now. Who are you, little girl? And where are you going?" "My name is Dorothy," said the little girl. "I am going to the Emerald City. I want to ask the Great Wizard to send me back to Kansas Prairie." "Where is the Emerald City?" asked the scarecrow. "And who is the Great Wizard?"
"Why, don't you know the Great Wizard?" Dorothy asked him in surprise. "All the people in the country know him."
"And I don't," cried the scarecrow. "You see, the farmers who made me with straw made a mistake. They didn't put brains into my head. I have no brains, and people always call me a fool."
"Oh," said Dorothy, "I'm very sorry for you."
"I want to go with you to the Emerald City," said the scarecrow. "I shall ask the wizard to give me some brains. Do you think he can do it?"
"I don't know," said Dorothy, "but you may come with me if you like."
"Yes, I shall come with you," said the scarecrow. "You see, I don't like it when people call me a fool because I have no brains. I have only straw in my head."
"I understand you very well," said the little girl. She was very sorry for the scarecrow.
"Come with me. We shall ask the Great Wizard to give you some brains."
"Thank you," said the scarecrow. "Thank you very much." And they walked back to the yellow brick road.
When Toto saw their new comrade, he did not like him, and he showed it. He began to bark.
"Don't be afraid of Toto," said Dorothy. "He never bites."
"Oh, I am not afraid of him," said the scarecrow. "He can't bite the straw. I am afraid of only one thing."
"What are you afraid of?" asked the little girl. "The farmer who made you?"
"No, I am afraid only of a lighted match," answered the scarecrow.